From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.
I believe in mystery.
I believe in family.
I believe in being who I am.
I believe in the power of failure.
And I believe normal life is extraordinary.
This I believe.
Today's This I Believe essay was sent to us by Chicago attorney David Buto. He was a lifelong bachelor. Then, a couple of years ago, Buto got a dog. An explanation is in order. Here's our series curator, independent producer, Jay Allison.
David Buto wrote his This I Believe essay as a Valentine to his chocolate Labrador retriever, Duncan. After becoming a dog owner, Buto realized that having Duncan had changed his approach to life and even changed his beliefs. Here is David Buto with his essay for This I Believe.
I believe in my dog. I believe in the way he lives his life, and I try to emulate him. I strive to gain his level of happiness in the simplest of things, like the way he approaches each meal with endless appreciation and even joy. While I struggle to decide what to eat from full cupboards and lament what I don't have, he circles the floor excitedly, anticipating the very same meal, in the very same portion, at the very same time every day. I believe in how he lives in the present. As my day fills with stress, crowded commutes, and endless deadlines, I think of Duncan home alone. His day was probably boring, but he's ready to move right past it once we're together. I believe in his egalitarian treatment of everyone, despite race, creed, or appearance. He never prejudges. Before I had him, I considered myself street smart, avoiding eye contact with people I didn't know or didn't think I wanted to know. Running through Chicago neighborhoods with Duncan has changed all that. Now, each time people smile at us, I smile back, and if Duncan stops to say hello, I stop and greet them too. I never had a dog before. I got Duncan at the urging of a friend who had probably grown as tired of my bachelor behavior as I had. My long work nights and weekends always ended with a lonely run, a bourbon or two, or a phone call to someone I didn't really listen to. All I talked about was me and what was wrong with my life. My friend stopped asking me out because I was either at work or talking about work. I had dates with women who would mistakenly think I was loyal to them, but I never returned their calls or thank them for the cookies they left on my doorstep. I was what some people would call a dog, a bad dog. Not one person depended on me, nor I upon them. One Sunday I woke up at noon, and I suddenly noticed how silent my house was and my life was. I realized I couldn't expect any valued relationship until I created one first. So I got Duncan. All of a sudden, where no one depended on me, he did. It was extreme detox from selfishness. Let me out. Feed me. Clean up after me. Watch me sleep. I found that I actually liked being relied upon. When I realized that I could meet his needs, I also realized he met mine. I believe in the nobility of Duncan's loyalty and his enthusiasm. Every time I come in the door, he's waiting to greet me with glee. Now, when my girlfriend comes over, I get up and run to the door to greet her, like I learned to do from my dog.
David Buto, with his essay for This I Believe. Buto recently gave us the news that his girlfriend is now his fiancée, and as you now understand, he credits Duncan with that transition. We hope you'll consider our invitation to write about the beliefs that guide your life. At npr.org/thisibelieve, you can find information about submitting your essay and see all the essays from the past 2.5 years. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Jay Allison is co-editor with Dan Gettiman of the book This I Believe, The Personal Philosophies of Remarkable Men and Women. You can hear the next This I Believe essay a week from tomorrow on All Things Considered. Washington lawyer Yolanda Young shares her thoughts on forgiveness, a quality she's had to practice frequently with her father.
Support for This I Believe comes from Prudential Retirement.